Om Shanti. Today is 2nd July 2026. Bhog was just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we now be listening to Baba's message for Satguruvar by Shashi Didi. Om Shanti. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying loving remembrances with myself as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? Some of Baba's children were standing in front of Baba in a half moon circle, and at a little distance I saw that some other children were standing behind a veil, a curtain. And then even further than that, there were some children standing off to the side in a corner. Baba then said, "Child, you have brought everyone's loving remembrances today." I said, "Yes, Baba, everyone's on the day of the Sadguru says, give our remembrances to Baba." So Baba then said, "Is it that they cannot share their remembrances directly with Baba? So ask them, have they come on their own to the celebration or has Baba invited them?" So some children start to reply that, "Yes, Baba, we came on ourselves." Some started to smile. And Baba, looking at all the children, started to smile himself. Baba then said, "The children, the group that is standing right in front of Baba, are those who are the support for the Yajna. They always say Hanji to every task of the Yajna. They always follow one mat, one direction, the Srimat. And becoming the support of the Yajna, they are becoming more and more powerful. Many of them have gone to the advanced party and are carrying out the task for the new world in an incognito way." Then Baba looked at the group that was standing in a corner. Baba called them closer and said, "This group of children represent those who, while making efforts, they sometimes have feelings of subservience. Sometimes they feel themselves to be weak. So what does Baba do then? Baba has love for every child. Baba knows every child. So Baba called that particular group that was standing in the corner right in front of him. Baba raised his hand and it was as though each one received Baba's hand in their hand and a very beautiful bracelet went into each child's wrist. No matter what happens, whatever situation comes in front of you, no matter what kind of storm Maya brings in before you, you children should not lose hope, lose your courage. Always remember that the Father's hand is in my hand. Remember the promises that you had made when you first became Baba's children. So always wear that bracelet of the promises, the vows that you had made on your hand." And then there was that middle group, the second group that were standing behind the veil, the curtain. Baba called them in front. And as the curtain opened, rays of light reached them and it was as though each one was receiving blessings. Baba then said, "Every child should pay attention that we are children of the bestower of blessings. We are those who have been sustained by or are being sustained by blessings. Baba continually fills us up with all the blessings. Baba gives experiences through these blessings and you continue to fill yourselves up with all these experiences and you can serve others through this as well. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. Baba then said, so just see where Baba will take you all today. Baba said, the children know what the circumstances of the world are at present, and it is also firm for you children that your new world is coming close. So Baba then asked the children, will you come along with Baba? So yes, the children said yes, enthusiastically. Baba said, Baba's taking the children on a tour. The children were very happy to hear this and were dancing in joy. Then what did I see? A parachute-like object appeared in front of each child. And Baba said, enter this parachute. So some were not able to enter. They said, it's closed. How do we enter it? Baba said, look closely at that parachute. When they looked at that entry area to the parachute, on it was written, may you be and know of the three aspects of time. So as they stabilized themselves on that stage, the entry opened to this parachute and it opened. What was seen was a lotus flower, and within that lotus flower was a Pushpak Viman, a flying vehicle. So as the children asked everyone to sit in that Pushpak Viman, the flying vehicle, some were not able to be seated on that vehicle. Baba said, look closely at it. So on that flying vehicle, the CD, the stairs that led up to the flying vehicle, on it was written, a powerful, subtle stage. The subtle stage is always powerful. So when you stabilize yourself in that stage, you're able to climb onto the stairs to the flying vehicle. And the second set of stairs was written, the seat of your inner stage, your self stage. Baba explained, Baba has seated the children on such a stage, but sometimes the children forget that inner stage and they get lost in matters here and there. But Baba always sees the children on the stage of self-respect, and as the children seated themselves on that stage, the flying vehicle started off and everyone's decorated form also emerged. So all the children then started to take a tour of the entire world in their flying vehicles. So on one hand there were sorrowful souls, and there were some souls who were very worried about what's going to happen to this world. In a third direction, children were confused, what's going to happen. In a fourth direction were devotee souls who were saying, when is God going to fulfill our pure desires? So as we were looking at all of this, some were receiving flowers, some were receiving rays of light. So all these souls of the world were feeling as though their beloved deities, God has come personally to meet them. Baba then told the Brahmin children, why is Baba showing you all these different scenes? Now is the time to spread power to the entire world through your inner stage. Show rays of hope to souls of the world. Souls are wondering what's going to happen. So enable them to have the feeling, the experience that our new world is about to come soon. Baba has given the Brahmin children this task. Seat yourself on the subtle seat of self-respect. Give Sakash, rays of Sakash to souls of the world. And then the task of completion will finish and your new world will come. Circumstances of the world are going to continually increase day by day. But Baba has already made the children the know of the three aspects of time. There are some deep secrets merged within all these scenes. So by seating yourself on that seat of being Trikaldarshi, you'll hold on to Baba's hand, have experiences with Baba, make your faith very, very firm as you move along. Circumstances will change in a way as though some magic has happened. Baba's children are those who are the embodiments of success. You can show these wonders in the world, and then the world will transform. Baba will be revealed, and people will have visions of the new world. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children and said, "Children, pay attention. Don't come into upheaval by seeing these scenes of the drama. Keep your hand firmly in Baba's hand and always wear this bracelet of the promises you've made to Baba." I then told Baba, shared news of all those who had offered special bhog to Baba. Baba emerged them in front of him. Vandana Ben, a senior teacher of Mumbai, had also left body some time back, and so I shared remembrances on for her, as for the soul of Vandana Ben as well. Baba said, "All these souls for whom bhog was offered are Baba's beloved children. Whenever you offer bhog for any soul, that soul receives a lot of strength from Baba." Baba gave remembrances to everyone, and I returned. Om Shanti.